while, but I just thought, hey, you know, it'd be fun. It kind of goes along with our, you know, with our Friendology theme, which, by the way, we're almost done with. We've got just a couple more weeks of Friendology, and it has been a lot of fun. And I hope you've gotten a lot out of it as we've talked about how to be friends and how to make friends in a biblical way, a way that can really, you know, kind of change our lives. And as I was kind of thinking about it this week and how to get into this sermon, it came to my attention that we haven't given props to man's best friend. Yeah, so I thought, you know, hey, it won't hurt to kind of throw up there. How many dog lovers in the house? All right, yep, man's best friend. Isn't that cute? And then I found another picture that kind of exposed another truth, that we all have a friend like this one. Maybe you have that friend. Go ahead, look around in the aisle. Look next to you, behind you. All right, if you don't know who that friend is, you're probably that friend, all right, that you don't know. And then, of course, this one was just adorable. I couldn't pass it up. Be able to show you this. It says, I'm glad friendship doesn't come with a price tag. For if it does, I'd never afford someone as great as you. Aw, isn't that great? But I tell you, we've been talking over the last number of weeks mostly about these kind of friendships, about friendships that, you know, kind of on a horizontal level from people to people, you know, the people around us. Today, I want to talk about the most valuable friendship of all. The best friendship we could ever dream of having, one that we can't possibly afford but was offered to us. It's a friendship with God Himself. Now, we know God is holy. We know that He is Creator. We know that He's Lord. We know that He's Judge and Redeemer and Father and Savior and so many other things. But do you know God as your friend? Do you know God wants to be your friend? Now, you may say, of course I know God wants to be my friend. I mean, we teach our kids that back in preschool. That's their theme. You know, Jesus wants to be your friend forever. So we kind of know that. So I want to ask a better question, a deeper question, a more important question. And that is this. Is God your best friend? Your very best friend? Because He wants to be. He really wants to be. God wants to be your best friend. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 15, we've talked about this verse throughout the series. Jesus says, I have called you friends, His disciples. I've called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Now, the Greek word for a friend here is philos. It means a close, trusted friend. It's the same word used in John 3:29, where John the Baptist is talking about the best man at a wedding. Jesus said that if His followers can be like that, be His best friends, and if we believe this, and if we take Him up on this, it will change our lives forever. You know, a few months ago, I was up in Georgia for a radical mentoring summit, and Michael John Cusick, one of the teachers, taught this powerful truth. He said, the chief end of man is to be in union with God. Our primary purpose, the chief goal, the chief end of man is to be in union with God. See, the union, the love, the eternal friendship between God the Father and Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit of God Himself were so awesome from all of eternity that God decided to create man in His image to expand that circle of friendship to us. And that ultimate purpose is to be in union with God. That's why we're here. That's why we're created. Not to please God, not to bring glory to God, not to just do and do and do. All those things are great, but first and foremost, to be in union with Him, for Him to be in us and for us to be in Him, to be one with Him. And so that all that we do in our lives, all the glory we bring to Him is a response to that union, the union that we were created to be in. The Apostle Paul was a great friend of God. In Acts 17, I read this verse a couple weeks ago. God says through Paul that the God who made all of us did so that we would seek Him and perhaps reach out, all of us, reach out for Him and find Him. He is not far from any one of us. In Him, there's this friendship term. In Him, we move and breathe and have our being. We are His offspring. We are His offspring. Now, His first offspring, Adam and Eve, they were friends with God. They were in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 2 and 3 tells their story of how they enjoyed this simple, loving, best friendship with God. There were no religions, there were no rules, no churches, except for one rule. One rule that their friendship depended on because it was an issue of trust with God. And they chose to disobey that one rule. And as a result, that sin broke their friendship with God for them and for every human being ever since. But knowing God and God knowing us, knowing that we would sin, knowing that we would break that friendship with him, God had a plan all along to fix and to continue his friendship with people. And that plan, his plan, is the storyline for the entire Bible. The Bible, it tells the story of God's plan to forever fix and continue his friendship with people by sending his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to us. Jesus, God in the flesh, who came to earth and lived a perfect life and died so that man's broken friendship with God could be restored. And then 3 days later, after he died, Jesus rose from the grave so that people who follow the risen Christ as Lord could forever become friends, best friends with God, that we could become one with him. And then later, after Jesus left the earth, we see how those first followers of Jesus were told to follow him and to begin a best friendship with God. It was on a morning 2,000 years ago, huge crowds of people gathered in Jerusalem realizing that their friendship with God had been broken. Their question, what do we do? What do we need to do to become friends with God again? In Acts 2, 36 through 38, the Apostle Peter gives us the answer. He says, "Let all of Israel be assured of this. God made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." It's about Jesus. "And when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they asked Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what should we do? What do we do to restore this friendship with God?' And Peter replies, 'To repent, turn your lives around, turn them back to him, and to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God himself will come live inside of you, and the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all, everyone whom the Lord our God will call.'" This is how God calls people back into a friendship with him, to trade our old life in for a new lifelong friendship with God through Jesus Christ, to be baptized into Christ, into that friendship, and then to live with God's Holy Spirit living inside of us. You see, Jesus makes friendship with God possible for all of us. And the Holy Spirit of God makes friendship with him present in all of us. The Apostle Paul, he says it this way in Romans 5, that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God initiated this. It's his gift to us. You see, just at the right time when we were powerless, when we were broken, Christ died for the ungodly. But God demonstrated his, listen to this, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And since we have now been justified, that word means made right with God. Since we have been justified, made right with God by his, Jesus' blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? You see, while we were God's enemies, this relationship, this friendship was broken. While we were God's enemies, Paul said, we were reconciled. This word reconciled, it's used when two parties come together in agreement. It's a same position. It's used when an exchange is made from one to another. And here it means that we were changed. We were changed from an enemy of God into a friend of God. Reconciled through the death of his son. So how much more, having been changed into his friend, changed into God's friend, shall we be saved through his life? Verse 11, it is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we have now received God's friendship. Reconciliation. Following Jesus makes friendship with God possible for all of us. And the Holy Spirit of God makes friendship with him present in all of us. So how do we experience? How do we experience the best friendship with God? I'm going to answer that question in just a minute. But for right now, I'd like you to go ahead and stand, and we're going to sing and we're going to celebrate the greatest truth of all, that we can be friends of God. Let's stand and celebrate. I'm going to come back and share with you for just a few minutes about how to experience that best friendship. This is why we were created. Let's sing together. Man, y'all sound good. Good stuff. I don't know if you think about what it means to be a friend of God, but I got to thinking, you know, does God really just want to be friends? I mean, isn't that like the classic breakup line? How many of y'all heard that before? Like, it's crunch time. Like, I'm ready for a serious relationship, but I just want to be friends. You know, can't we just be friends? Look, God wants more of that. And here's the thing. Rick Warren says that you are as close to God as you choose to be. You're as close to God as you choose to be. I believe that. How do we experience not just a friendship with God, but a best friendship with God, where we get closer and closer to Him? Now, here's the thing. We've got to want this. We have got to want this kind of friendship enough to do whatever it takes. So it's friendology with God time. What does it mean to have this best friendship with God? Now, we have a lot to say and a lot of things we can share together today. I want to encourage you to go on the Facebook CCW Sermon Pop page and, you know, and kind of include your thoughts if you'd like. Take these into your small group. Talk about them some more, because I'm going to move kind of fast through here. But here's five quick ways that we can experience a best friendship with God. All right, number one, make God's your first place friendship. First place. Nothing else matters more. He is your best friend. It's time to, like, it's crunch time. Like, I don't just want to be friends. I want to be best friends. Time to get serious. Jeremiah, the prophet, says in his book, chapter 29, verse 13, that you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. All of your heart. Are you seeking God with all of your heart? Is He first place? You see, you can't make a best friend in your free time. Your best friends get more time. In fact, most often they get the best time that you have. And with God, we have to intentionally make our friendship with Him first place in our lives. The Apostle Paul, he sets the example, Philippians chapter 3, in the New Living Translation. I love how it says this: everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Nothing else matters more. It says, for His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with Him. There's that friendship word again. One with Him. Union with God. See, that's first place friendship. God will be your best friend when you want Him to be your best friend more than any other friendship. Friendship with the world, James 4 says, less important. Friendship with pleasure, friendship with sports or with music or money or the job you have to make that money. Even other relationships, your family and friends, come behind your relationship and your friendship with God. You are as close to God as you choose to be. So if you feel far from God today, God didn't move. You moved. God is faithful, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, who was and is to come. God is right where He is and always will be. He is faithful, especially when He gets first place in our lives. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. See, I can tell you, just maybe you can relate to this, man. When I feel far from God, when I just feel like, man, I promise it's because I've moved. I've moved spiritually. I've moved emotionally. Maybe I've just let other things get in the way or moved. Maybe I've moved other things higher on my list than my friendship with God. And I have to own this. Man, this is on me. I can't blame anyone else. It's not God's fault. I can't blame the church. It's not the church's fault or my wife's fault or my kid's fault or my job. It's on me. And to get close to God again, it's on me. I have to seek a first place friendship with God. He's already done all he can do. We're going to make him first place. And when I do, he proves faithful every time. It's a decision we've got to make to make him first place. So how does this look? Number two, to slow down. Slow down spirituality. Now, this is kind of a buzzword in my life right now, you know, just to kind of think about this. But if you want to build a deep, best friendship with God, we've got to slow down. We've got to stop. Be quiet. The Bible says in Psalm 46:10, to be still and to know that I am God. Be still. See, if you don't make time for your best friend, they're probably not going to be your best friend very long. We just drift apart. That's how life works. You've got a different best friend now probably than when you were a kid, because that's how it goes. Use friendship with God means making time for the friendship, means slowing down. He's in first place. Nothing means more. You see, we get so busy. I don't know about you, maybe you can relate to this, but hurrying, just scurrying and whirling around, you know, is going to keep us from making the time we need to have with God. So slow down. That's why Jesus says, I think, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, that when you pray, to go into your room and to close the door and to pray to your Father who is unseen, and then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Put them on your schedule. Get alone with God. Set a date. That's what best friends do. To experience that friendship with God, we need to have some quiet time with him every day, to take time, maybe just a few minutes to pray, to read the Bible, and to listen, and to think, and to breathe. Be still, and know that he is God. 5 minutes, here and there. You can set your alarm on your phone. Just, it's time. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, before your feet hit the floor in the morning, be still. Before you close your eyes at night, be still. Say goodnight to your best friend. And in those moments, maybe as you read the scripture, just ask God, friend to friend, you know, what are you trying to say to me? What would you have me to do here? God, help me to walk with you, to love you more. We can be spontaneous. We can schedule it. Do whatever it takes to make time with God. Slow down for spiritual things, to be best friends with God. This happens, number three, when we value what he values. We value what he values. Now, I've got a confession to make, all right? I care about what my friends care about, don't you? Has anybody seen Toy Story 4 yet? Anybody? You can raise your hand. How was it? Two people, great. See, I'm gonna actually ask my friends before I go see the movie. You know why? Because I care about your opinion on things. I care about what you think about it. Kara, was thumbs up. All right, enough about Toy Story 4. Look, you care about what people think too. You care about what your friends care about. I see people asking their friends all the time on social media, you know, where's the best place to eat? What's the best movie to see? Who's the best mechanic in town? You know, I see it all over the place. What are the best shows to watch on Netflix? You name it, you're asking your friends for their opinion, because our friends, we like to think, have our best interests in mind. And they like to help us out, and they like to give us their advice. They don't want to see us hurt. They don't want to see us waste our time and our money on things that don't matter. God is exactly like that, except a million times better. We are friends of God, and when we are friends of God, we will care about what God says to do, the things he cares that we watch, and the things that we spend our time and energy on. You see, we know that he cares the most for us. And when we do, we'll care about what God says to do. He wants the best for us. He has all wisdom. He is faithful. So if you dial God up, man, if you hit him up and ask him his opinion on something and then actually do what he says to do, you will be glad you did every single time. That's why John chapter 15, 9 through 11, Jesus says, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. There's this friendship again. You remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. We don't follow his commands because we have to. It's because we want to. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do what I command. Jesus knows this. He knows that we can remain in his love by caring about what God cares about and by obeying what he says to do. Obey God. Obey him and you will love him. You will love people. You will live out the things in the Bible. You will do the right things, Jesus things. As we read the words of Jesus, we'll serve other people. We'll make the world a better place. And with every choice we make, valuing what God values, our best friendship with him will explode. And when we do this, we will experience life with him. Life with him. Great joy. Like we never imagined possible. It'll overflow. Number four. Communicate. Communicate continuously, not just every now and then. You see, friendship with God is built on trust and communication. This is what prayer is all about. It's about talking to our best friend. The Apostle Paul says it this way in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Never stop praying, like all the time. See, a best friendship with God, it's just not going to happen by sitting in church once a week. It's not going to happen randomly. Pray without ceasing. It's experienced by doing life with him, sharing experiences with him. And we know this is true. I mean, when you really love somebody, you can't spend enough time together. My wife's been gone a week. I think there's been a couple times I just want to pull the covers over my head and not wake up. You know, I mean, we want to spend time with the people that we love. You remember when you first fell in love as a teenager? You couldn't spend enough time talking to that person. I don't know if this was your experience or not, but I'd come home from school and I would grab the telephone, okay? Because back then we had these ancient telephones with cords on them, all right? So, I'd grab the telephone and bring it into my room and, the cord would kind of have to sneak under the door with you and go in there and beep, 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 and you're talking on the phone. And after 10 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, your brother is knocking on the door, boom, 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 boom. Are you ever going to get off the phone? I need to use the phone. And your mom's like, you better get off the phone. You're going to get sick of each other. And I was like, man, I'm not going to get sick. I want to be on the phone, but this is what I'm all about. And hours and hours. Anybody else? Or am I just weird? All right. I'm feeling it. All right. We don't have to do that anymore, but that's the way it is. We can't spend enough time with it, with someone that we love. We're not going to get sick of each other. Imagine talking to God like we text on the phone. How often do we do that? I mean, so I'm tempted to text when I'm driving. I'm tempted to text when I'm eating, when I'm with. Imagine if we just thought about God like that. Kept that constant commute. Ding. Oop, God again. Whoop. Kind of stop and pray. It's not a have to, it's a want to. We get to talk to the creator of the universe. The creator, the God, listen to him. We get to read his word. We get to enjoy the scriptures. We get to communicate continuously with God like we talk to our closest friend. It's not about his fancy language. It's about our hopes and our fears and our dreams, all those things you would talk to other people about, your friends about, anxieties, things you're proud of, sins maybe that you're ashamed of, victories you can celebrate together, goals that you have in life, questions, ambitions, hurts, your cares. Every part of your life, how awesome is that? King David, he was a man who had this kind of friendship with God. He says in Psalm 116, verse 1 and 2, I love the Lord. I love the Lord because he hears my voice. He hears my prayer for mercy because he bends down and listens to me. God cares about you that much. And I will pray as long as I have breath. The Apostle Paul, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, every situation. If we're Christ followers, y'all, his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, we just talked about this, is in us. This means that our best friend is always hanging out with us. He is there to listen to your prayers. He is there to speak through his word and make it come alive in your life so you can include him in every single situation, every conversation, every problem, every thought you have. God is with us. He's with us when we go to school, so you can stop and think and pray. He's with us when we go to work, so you got to say that little prayer before you go in the office. He's with you when you drive down the road. He's with you when you're at home or cooking or playing or eating or doing yard work, cleaning house. Continuously communicate with God. And if you are doing something, spending time doing something that you don't want God involved in, listen to him, because he's probably going to tell you to stop. And it's friendship time. Value what he values. Remain in me. You continue that conversation constantly, and you will hear God say, let's go. And you'll hear God say, whoa, stop. Don't go there. What are you going to do, friend? See, God loves you as a best friend. He wants to reside in us. He wants us continually communicating with him. And number five, to trust through the troubles. To trust him through troubles. Now, I know this is deep. We could talk about this all day long about this because trouble is a part of all of our lives. Every single one of you has stories, maybe even this week. You know, we've got bad habits that cause us trouble. Life has caused us trouble. Some of y'all are in here today just kind of like, man, weighed down. People hurt us. They cause us trouble. Look, best friendship with God means trusting him in our troubles and through our troubles. John 16, 33, Jesus says himself, I have told you this so that you may have peace in me. There's that friendship again. You may have peace in me through our friendship. Here on earth, you're going to have troubles. You're going to have trials. You're going to have sorrows. But take heart because I, your friend, I have overcome the world. God says to cast all your cares on him, Psalm 55, 22, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Those are trust words. Trust. It's the lifeblood of every friendship, especially best friendships. God wants us to trust him, especially when we're in trouble. You know, I know in every trial in my life, maybe you can relate to this, every sin, every trouble I've had with myself, you know, the pain that, you know, that we go through, that I've gone through, losing friends and family, I don't have to go back very far to think about just saying, God, I don't have anywhere else to go but to you in my trouble. Because we have a choice to make with unanswered questions, with unexplained tragedy. Are we going to run to God, or are we going to run away from God in those times? The Bible shows me that God is okay with what I'm about to say. And I got to tell you this. He has seen and heard every emotion that Joe Caputo has ever felt. In those times of trouble and trials, God has heard it from me. And I believe God wants to hear those things. God wants that kind of friendship with you where you can tell him anything, especially how you're feeling in that moment. He can handle it. Read your Bibles. It's full of people that are doing this. And God just maintains that friendship. He is faithful, especially in our troubles. He is a faithful friend. In fact, God will use our trouble to draw you close to him. We make him first. We slow down. We communicate with him continuously. And you'll find out you can trust God with you. I can trust God with me. All of you. Even your sin, even your trouble. You see, Jesus died to forgive you and to free you from your sin. You've got to hear this today. You are enough for God. You are enough for God. You may not be popular anywhere else. No one else might want to be your best friend, but God does. Someone may have told you long ago that you are not enough somewhere else in your life, but to God, friendship with you was worth dying for, giving his life for. He is all in on this friendship. He wants to be one with you. Sure, you're trouble sometimes. That's no secret. You're a pain in the neck just like I am. But I promise God is faithful. He will not leave you. He loves you. And our troubled hearts, our stories, our scars, they matter to God as our best friend. No matter what life brings, we can trust him to be here through it all. God is faithful to keep his end of the friendship. And y'all, this is where you come in. Friendology
this biblical idea. See, God is with me, not only in me through his spirit, but God is with me through you. And God is with you through each other. And there's many times we don't know that better than when we're going through troubles together, who our real friends are. And we're friends with each other. We are not alone. Our friendship with each other and God's best friendship with us is best experienced many times when we trust him with our troubles. So today, right now, I don't know where you're at. You do. God knows. Maybe today is a day where you need to start that friendship with God for the very first time. Or maybe it's a time when you can start over with a best friendship with God. Maybe you've got that kind of friendship, man. You're just tight as you can ever be. You've got that friendship with God. Maybe you're not friends with him at all. And if you're not friends with God today, I promise we want to talk to you about that. You know, don't leave that opportunity behind. We want to talk to you about starting that friendship with God for the first time. It's as simple as Peter said, just what we read earlier, Acts 2:38. You need to hear this. Repent. Turn away from your old life. Turn your old life in for a new lifelong friendship with Jesus. Be baptized into Jesus, into a friendship with him for the forgiveness of your sins. God wants to forgive you of your sins so that you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and he'll come and live inside of you. This promise is for you today. For all who feel like they're far off from God, he's calling you. Man, no matter where you are, he is calling you into a best friendship with him. And maybe you're just far from God today. Maybe your friendship with him is on fumes, you know, like you've been tight at one time, but now you got loose and you know you just kind of drifted away from him and you can just feel out of touch. Today you can start over. You can get that best friendship back with God again. Acts 3 says to turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away, wiped out, and times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Do you need that refreshing today? Turn to God. Start over. Make friendship with him first place. Slow down and be with him. Value what he values. Remain in him. Communicate with him continuously and trust him in your troubles right now. In just a moment, we're going to have a prayer team come up front. They'll be able to share with you and pray with you. Maybe there's someone sitting around you. You've met each other in your neighborhoods throughout this series. Maybe take some time today to share maybe where you're at in Christ. You don't have to leave this place today. Be still. Maybe right now the best place you can do is just not hurry off and run, but to sit right where you're sitting and be still. Or maybe find a place on campus in another room somewhere. Or, you know, just be still and know that he's God. Right now in this moment, to be with him. Maybe you can join a small group. Take these ideas to them. Say, hey, you know what? I want that best friendship back. Do whatever you need to do to experience that best friendship with God today. Let's pray, and then you'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, it is so humbling to know how you created the heavens and the earth. You are holy, holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Hallowed be your name. God, to think that you ask us to pray, your kingdom come, that your will would be done on earth that is in heaven. And as you brought your kingdom to earth, you want to be a part of our lives. You want to live inside of us. You want to be one with us, best friends with us. God, we're humbled by that. And we don't take it lightly. We thank you for that offer. We thank you for that promise. We thank you for the fact that you love us from the inside out. No matter what, you're faithful. And God, I pray that you will just move in our hearts and our minds today into that best friendship with you, that nothing else will be more important, and that you'll change our lives and change the world around us through that friendship with you. My brothers and sisters here today, God, I pray for them. I pray for the blessing on their lives. God, I pray that no matter what troubles they're going through, no matter how far away they might feel from you today, that you would bring them close, that you would do a great work in them, that you would refresh them as we turn to you, O God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who makes it all possible, this friendship. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that makes it present in all of us. We know that it's true. We faithfully pray in his name. Amen. Amen. Y'all have a great week.